Danielle, congratulations. Nice to get an award as people look back. And that was like a trip down memory lane.
It certainly was. Thank you, first of all, Chris. Yeah, it's great. 40 years ago, I remember some parts, others I don't. You always remember the good parts, I suppose, and you put the others behind you. But I suppose I have a lot to be grateful, and I'm still involved to this day, you know.
So casting back to the mid-80s, and heptathlon, that was your strong point back in the mid-80s.
Yeah, heptathlon I loved because I had one or two very strong events, but I decided like if I could improve the other events, that could be mine. And it was 7 events over 2 days, which suited me fine. I felt like I could master all of them. And then we were the first women's team ever to go away in the 80s. They kept sending the male teams, but we had to prove a point and get higher scores, etc.
And Finn Valley, I suppose, really coming into its own as a club in those days.
Oh, it was great. The atmosphere was great. The group of women were brilliant. We had teams in the Irish leagues, the British leagues. We travelled everywhere. There was a great atmosphere amongst everybody. And I suppose the coaches were amazing there. And then my husband was my coach as well, who still is to this day. We met there. So I have a lot to be thankful, and to my family as well.
And you were the first female overall winner of the Donegal Sports Star Award. So that was quite something.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, because I wasn't aware. I knew there was sports awards, but I didn't realise or look and say, well, they haven't picked a female. And I didn't think I would get it that year, because there's a lot of big names in there, you know. So I was really, really appreciative of this award, you know. And again, the commitment that comes from this is my husband backs me all the way. Jim Hearn, who was an athlete himself and a high jumper, he's an amazing husband. I can say that after 43 years, you know.
And you've been running really until pretty recently.
Oh, yeah. I'm now, and I know a lot of women don't like sharing their age out, but I'm now in the women's 60. I'm 66. I'm so you're in the age group 65 up to 70. So, unfortunately, I was going to do the European heptathlon, but I got injured. So, I decided then time was running out. I did a couple of individual events. I didn't make the finals, but I got there and I wasn't injured at that stage. So, I'm now building up and doing rehab.
So clearly the sport has given you so many great moments. Oh, yes. And you've given it back, and you've been involved in coaching for many years.
Yeah, I've coached for 25, 30 years. My husband coached for 38 years, and it was lovely to be able to share with the next few generations and put them in the right direction and make sure they weren't making mistakes maybe that I had made. And I just loved it. I loved it, and I kept saying to the kids, there's an event for everybody out there in athletics, but bear with it and take your time. It'll not happen overnight.
And at the moment, these are good times for Irish athletics.
Oh, it's amazing. You just watch the Worlds, the Olympics, look at the, and it's because a lot of it's down to the coaches, plus all the great facilities we have in the country now. It's fantastic with the indoor arenas in Abbottstown and Athlone. And we need a lot more. So if we could get one up this way, it would be brilliant.